بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Allah has blessed us with another day. This is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many go to sleep and don't wake up in the morning? It's the favor of Allah who enables us to wake up and live another day. The dua we read, Alhamdulillah الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. Allah, we praise you. You've given us life after death. وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ And to Allah, we are going to be resurrected. Now interestingly, on a Friday morning, what's the wisdom of reading the chapter 31 of the Qur'an al-Kareem? Chapter 31 is Surah Luqman. Chapter 32 is Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. One of the themes in Alif Lam Mim Sajda, which is a reminder for us, is death. Allah says, قُلْ Tell them, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ will take you in full. Take you completely. Extract your soul. يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ Who's designated and appointed already. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجِعُونَ Then all of us will return to Allah. So this is actually a reminder that every one of us are going to die. That's why it's recited in the morning, to remind us that this could be my last day. This could be Qiyama Sughra, which is my death, or Qiyama Kubra, which is Judgment Day. Because Judgment Day is going to take place on a Friday. Then why we read Ad-Dahr, the wisdom behind it? We read Ad-Dahr, it's read sometimes, but why we read it is because Surah Ad-Dahr details Jannah. So that's in the second rak'ah. And the fact that this chapter is detailing Jannah is reminding us, and it's the dua, that Allah, when Judgment Day does take place, I beseech you, I beg you for Jannah. So that's the wisdom behind it. Now interestingly, this chapter was revealed when a Sahabi from Africa, he posed questions about Jannah. He said, Oh Allah's Nabi, how is Jannah? How is Jannah? How is Jannah? And this chapter was revealed. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, هَلْ أَتَىٰ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا There was a time upon the human being where he was nothing. And then Allah says, I made you. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ مِن نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Jannah in great detail in this chapter. Imagine when Jannah was described in this chapter, this sahabi fell down. When Allah's Nabi seen to him, he had passed on. And in that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَقَدْ أَخَذَ نَفْسَ صَاحِبِكُمْ أَشْوْقُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ The desire for Jannah took the life of this sahabi. So alhamdulillah, that's the wisdom behind this. This could be every one of our last day. We have to plan this day in such a way that how will I make Allah happy? What will I do to make Allah happy? How can I spend this day without harming any of Allah's creation? And how can I do dawat? Because if we look at all the chapters of the Quran, we will read Surah Yasin today. What is the one of the highlighted main themes in Surah Yasin? Allah says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrate to them, wadrib lahum, mathalan, the incident of the town, qarya. Qarya is a town. Now Mufassirin will discuss, this is Antioch. Allah knows the exact town because there is a difference of opinion as to which town it is. But Quran teaches us a lesson about this town. إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ The prophets came to the town. Allah says, إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ So this is going to be my last discussion. I'm going to translate the story for you with one lesson. And you are going to read this chapter today. So I want all of us to deliberate over this chapter. What's the theme of this incident? إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ Allah says, we sent two messengers to them. And the people denied the two. اثنين is two. Then Allah strengthened the two with the third, بثالث. And the three anbiya came and invited them. فَقَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ Allah has sent us to you to call you to Allah. What was the reaction of the people? It was catastrophic. They defied, they denied, they rejected the anbiya alayhimu salam. That we're not prepared to change. This is our way. Who are y'all? If y'all don't stop this da'wah, inviting to Allah, we will stone you. لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ Because their reaction to the effort of the Anbiya was negative, that brought negative conditions in the world, in that area. There was poverty, there was hunger, there was drought. What happened then was when the Anbiya came to remind them that, see, if we don't change, conditions will get worse. They started blaming the Anbiya alayhi salam. So Anbiya told them, Ta'irukum ma'akum. This omen you are taking is not true. You are taking bad luck from us. We come with goodness. Just because we're giving you dawah, you're refusing. This is causing this repercussion. And in that, they threaten the Anbiya alayhi salam in further. Then Quran highlights one event in this incident. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْتَصَ الْمَدِينَةِ. And there comes from the outskirts of the Medina. Now interestingly, the same chapter refers to this incident as Qarya, town. Here, the same area is called Medina. What's the difference? There comes an ordinary man, رَجُلٌ, a man in Arabic, رَجُلٌ, a man comes. But he comes from the outskirts of the city. يَسْعَى, he came with a concern and a worry. And he said, oh my people, يَا قَوْمْ, اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ, follow the Anbiya. They want nothing from you in return. اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. They are rightly guided. This is a sign of their hidayat. And when this man gave them dawah, they threatened him. Oh, you also doing this? He says, how can I not worship Allah who made you and me? And to Allah is our return one day. So they threatened him further. If you don't stop, we will sort you out. He carried on in the nusra of the Anbiya. And through that, Allahu Akbar, he was killed. Quran then tells us what happens when he died. قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. He's told, enter paradise. قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. And look at his response. Ya late, oh gosh, how I wish my people know how much my Allah has honored me. So they killed him while he was giving dawat. And when they killed him, Allah gives him Jannah through Allah's grace and mercy. Bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani min al mukramin. Allah, you've honored me. I wish my people know how much you've honored me. Maghfira. Bima ghafara li rabbi. How my Rabb has made my maghfira. Wa ja'alani min al mukramin. How my Allah has made my ikram. Interestingly, he cared for his people in his life and even after he passed on. And this is the lesson for you and me in Surah Yasin when we're reading this. An ordinary man who had a care and had a concern. So every one of us, we have endeavors in the world. We go here, we have to fulfill responsibilities. But read Surah Yasin, which is the Sunnah. But let's take the lesson of the man of Surah Yasin. Quran doesn't even tell us his name because he was not a prophet. But Quran is teaching us his work. He had a care and a concern for his people. You and I have to ask Allah to give us some pain. When we see Allah's order break, that's pain, Ya Allah. They're breaking your order. Help them come out of it and save us from falling into it. Everyone, and if we see this, if this is our pain, through our going past that area, Allah will make our passing there a means of hidayah. This great Buzrug Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib would say, a da'i, wherever he goes, with the fikr of hidayat and with the dhikr of Allah, Allah ke dhikr ke saath, aur hidayat ke fikr ke saath, Allah ta'ala batil ke atharat ko torega. Just with that pain, Allah will terminate the effects of the forces of batil. So Allah give us all tawfiq. When we read Surah Yasin, let's read it with this fikr. And also, let's come out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Today is the Shab Guzari. Every one of us, we have such an opportunity. We come from far to benefit from this occasion. Tonight is this opportunity we have right here. Let's not, you know, lose out on this opportunity. Let's come also, and we are the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bring others also, inshallah. And then we come to invite you to the Ijtima. Where's the Ijtima? It's the Durban Ijtima. But the venue is Newcastle. What's the dates? 9, 10, 11. So for all of us, talk about it. Mark it on the calendar. The wife also knows. The children also know that that occasion, my husband is going. My children are going. My young sons are going. As long as they are of age, they are going for the Ijtima, for our hidayat. All ready for this, inshallah. Talk about it, then Allah will give us tawfiq to do it. And then we'll also be counted amongst the da'i. And a da'i is very, very high in Allah's sight, inshallah. جزاكم الله خيرا وصلى الله على النبي.